could see shades of 2008. I mean, you're going into somebody else's house to play a championship game once again. Do you see the similarities?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of similarities to that team. I mean, when you have a group of guys, like that team, you know, they won the Western Final. And, you know, that was cool. But this, we haven't had a break since the bye week. And I think, you know, it's great for us to just be able to roll in, you know, having just, you know, worked as hard as we have to get to this point. I mean, there's similarities and stuff, but I would also say there's just as many you know, differences.
The word "roll" you use, how important is that? You've only lost twice in your last 13 games. I mean, how important is that word "roll" and the role your team is on?
Oh, you know, I never thought of momentum as a tangible thing, but you know, at this point, you can definitely feel it. You can see it in people's eyes. And when people share that fire, when there's a goal that's set for an entire team and everybody buys in, you know, that's what I would say the definition of a role is. You have everybody on the same page doing exactly what's needed to win.
How does it manifest itself on the field then?
You know, dominance. I think you have people that, you know, a group of people that come together, and when they're all on the same page, they do whatever it takes to win. And this team, day in, day out, has done everything that has been needed. Everything that's been required of this team has been accomplished.
From the outside going in, it looked like chaos, quarterback change and controversy, all that, but it didn't seem like it affected this team whatsoever inside the room. Was it business as usual?
It was absolutely business as usual. I think the media certainly in this situation blew up something that, you know, the players didn't really care about. Same with Nick Lewis situation, same with Drew Tate situation. The media makes a much bigger deal than anything we do, and it's because, you know, we understand that this team is able to overcome all the obstacles in its way.
Does it ever become a distraction? Do you have to work to guard yourself against it?
No. When you're surrounded by a group of players with the mindset that these guys have, it makes playing football easy.
Why the success was so pronounced, especially early on yesterday against BC? In your mind, why is that?
You know, it's possibly because they underestimated us. You know, BC's a great team, and you know, the better you are, the easier it is to, you know, sort of rest on your laurels. And you know, I really think that, you know, they played really hard, and you know, they put up a great effort, and they had great fan support there. But in the end, a few mistakes were made, and you know, it's when you aren't really like trying to be the best. When you are the best, sometimes you make those mistakes.
Did you feel that underestimation might come into your favor in that game yesterday?
Well, with how hard the media were, like, you know, building up BC into this unstoppable juggernaut, you know, I knew. I mean, it's really easy to believe media hype, and you know, I've learned firsthand that you can't. And I'm not surprised, but you know, I'm just very, very happy that we came out and we didn't believe any hype.